The headlines. RPP rebukes PF's defiance on former President Lungus Barrio. DC arrests notorious drug lord to disrupt major trafficking network. And in global news, Iran holds state funeral for military leaders killed in Israel conflict. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Progressive Party, RPP, National Women Secretary Simangele Magodi has condemned the recent reported remarks by former Patriotic Front PF Deputy Secretary General Mumbi Piri, saying that the remains of the late former President Edgar Lungu should not be handed over to the government even if the courts rule in favor of it. Ms. Magodi has described the statement as irresponsible, unlawful, and a clear reflection of the Patriotic Front's continued disregard for the justice system. She says such statements do not only undermine the rule of law, but also expose the hypocrisy and political manipulation that has surrounded Mr. Lungu in recent years. Ms. Magodi indicates that it is clear that Mumbi Piri misled Mr. Lungu, encouraging him to defy the constitutional order and falsely assuring him of a return to the presidency even after the courts made it clear that he was ineligible. She says people of Zambia deserve the right to mourn and give a dignified national farewell to a former head of state free from political games and selfish agendas, and has called upon all Zambians to reject this reckless behavior and stand in defense of the rule of law, unity, and respect for national institutions.
Such statements do not only undermine the rule of law, but also expose the hypocrisy and political manipulation that has surrounded Mr. Lungu in recent years. It is no secret that individuals like Mumbi Piri, for their own selfish political survival, misled Mr. Lungu, encouraging him to defy the constitutional order and falsely assuring him of a return to presidency, even after the court made it clear that he was ineligible. The PF and its senior members must be condemned by all well-meaning Zambians for their continued efforts to sow confusion and disrespect the institution that uphold our democracy. The people of Zambia deserve the right to mourn and give a dignified national farewell to a former head of state, free from political games and selfish agendas.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested one of Zambia's most wanted drug lords, Henry Shulakasolo, 53, a resident of Lusaka's Lopez Hill area, and a ringleader in transnational drug trafficking operations. Mr. Kasolo was apprehended on Thursday, 26 June 2025, in connection with trafficking of 117 packs of compressed high-grade cannabis, weighing a total of 73.9 kilograms concealed in four suitcases, along with $10,200 and 6,000 kwacha, as well as a Toyota Hilux vehicle believed to have been used in the trafficking operation. In an attempt to evade arrest, Mr. Kasolo reportedly offered DEC officers a bribe of 60,000 kwacha to secure his release and that of two alleged accomplices, Thai nationals Puanati Hansongkram, 25, and Dan Wangay, 30, who were in a possession of Thai currency amounting to about 24,620, also suspected to be proceeds of criminal activity. Mr. Tamba says another suspect, Humphrey Arik Chama, 60, of Lusaka's New Kasama area, was arrested in connection with the same case, while Mr. Kasolo, who was convicted and reported from the United States for similar offenses, remains under investigation in connection with a 2024 drug trafficking case involving 204.7 kilograms of cannabis, which was intercepted at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport en route to Europe. In a separate operation in Lusaka, DEC officers arrested 46-year-old Kenyan national Maulid Hamoud Idris of Makeni area for trafficking 46 bundles of miraa cut weighing 21.2 kilograms following an intelligence-led operation. Meanwhile, in Livingston, DEC also arrested two residents of Kazungula's Mwanzangwa village, namely Kasendema Msonda, 33, and Lukundimba, 29, for trafficking 15.2 kilograms and 3.2 kilograms of compressed cannabis, respectively.
In the process of apprehension, Shula attempted to bribe officers by offering them 60,000 Zambian kwacha in order to secure his freedom and the freedom of his accomplices, involving two Thai nationals identified as Punawat and Sokram, male age 25, and Deng Wange, male age 30. The duo was found in possession of Thai currency amounting to 24,620 baht, believed to be proceeds of the illicit activities. Additionally, Humphrey Alec Chama, male age 60, a resident of Lusaka's New Kasama area, was also apprehended in connection with this matter.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, says Zambia's development agenda can only be realized when basic services such as health facilities are brought closer to the people. Speaking in Lusaka last evening when she officiated at the Eagles Ladies Club, a black tie fundraising gala for the construction of the Tom Farah Hospital located in Mpika District, Ms. Muti said that the construction of this hospital calls for urgent action as there are mothers, pregnant women and newborns who are forced to walk between 15 and 22 kilometers to access medical care nearest clinic. She said the proposed hospital in Mpika will not only serve expectant mothers, but the entire catchment population with the much-needed medical care. Ms. Muti added that the hospital will also help reduce maternal and child mortality and ease the burden of distance travel.
The initiative by the Eagles Ladies Club to construct a hospital in Mpika is so profoundly important, and as such, each one of us must play a part in actualizing the project. Ladies and gentlemen, this project is not just a structure to be made of bricks and mortar. It is a promise of dignity, and hope to the people of Mpika. It is a declaration that no woman should risk her life while bringing another into the world because of distance.
And speaking earlier, Eagles Ladies Club patron Angela Solochi explained that the journey to build the hospital as a club was inspired by the suffering of women and children in remote communities, particularly the way to the hospital. An identified pedestrian has died in Chipata District Hospital in Eastern Province after a hit-and-run road traffic accident yesterday along Mwami Boda. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba explains that Chipata Central Police Traffic Officers received a report of a fatal hit-and-run road traffic accident which occurred yesterday, Friday 27th June 2025. Around 23:30 hours near Mchenga turnoff along Mwami Boda Road in Chipata District. Mr. Mwemba says a known pedestrian who was walking along the road in an unknown direction sustained fatal head injuries and died on arrival at Chipata Central Hospital. He says the body of the deceased has been deposited into the Chipata Central Hospital mortuary awaiting postmortem examination and identification. Mr. Mwemba notes that involved was an unknown motor vehicle which was being driven from an unknown direction by an unknown person who fled the scene after the accident. VizAid campaign founder Ivan Singoma has warned entrepreneurs contracted to supply school desks to ensure they provide value for money.